Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Well, sometimes the podcast will have a common theme, and today's common theme is brought to you by the word boy. Partly because we had Mod Boy on the show. If you've seen him floating around news articles with mainstream media going, oh my God, the boy, he's modified himself. What a crazy boy. We thought, well, let's just get him in. Let's see how crazy this Mod Boy is. How much has he modified himself? Has he modified his whole brain? Be a scary monster? No, he's just a boy who likes piercings and tattoos and cutting out his belly button. Hear that chat in full and check out the video to put a face to the name at the Wakey It's Lakey Instagram page. Also, Jessica Malboy, hashtag robbed, hashtag can't believe 20th position at Eurovision. We did the world's hardest boy quiz. Thank you, Jess Malboy. Enjoy the boy cast.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Eurovision happened over the weekend. I don't know about you, but I feel we've been snubbed. I feel there's been a second snubbing tonight. Mother's Day snubbing. Not even involving my own mother. How the hell did our Jess Malboy only rack up 20th position in the final standings? I mean, come on. It's the first time ever since Australia's entered the Eurovision finale that we've finished outside the top 10. Of course, Dummy M last year finished number two. To finish in 20th position and to rub the salt in the wounds, this was the winner. What the hell is going on? People are livid. I'm absolutely ropeable. Jess Malboy robbed, absolutely, which is why tonight on 131060, we're doing a quiz all about Jess Malboy. Well, not really about Jess Malboy, just really involving the sound at the end of Jess Malboy. It's this.
A very topical story about
Jess Malboy getting robbed at Eurovision.
Triggered a quiz with all the answers featuring the word or sound
boy.
It's the world's hardest
boy quiz. With Donald Trump toilet paper up for grabs tonight, a limited square if you can get question number 10 correct. We do a topical quiz every night, very topical. All answers, sounds, etc. have the word or phrase boy in them. On 131060, question number one to kick off the quiz. A successful band in the late 90s, early noughties, featuring Ronan Keating. Huge! That's question number one tonight. A successful band in the late 90s, early noughties, featuring Ronan Keating. If you know that answer, 131060 in the world's hardest boy quiz. Our first player through tonight, Luke in Melbourne. What'd you think? Bit of a snubbing from our very own Jess Malboy?
Definitely.
Hashtag robbed. Hashtag recount. But do you know a successful band in the late 90s, early noughties, featuring Ronan Keating?
Jersey Boys?
Jersey Boys! Incorrect, I'm afraid. Sorry, Luke. Sorry. That brings us to Marie in Wodonga on 131060.
How you going?
Very good, thanks. A successful band in the late 90s, early noughties, featuring Ronan Keating. 131060, if you know the answer, what do you think?
I think it's Backstreet Boys.
Oh, the Backstreet Boys! Incorrect.
Damn.
Incorrect. You wouldn't see Ronan dead with the Backstreet Boys. Not at all. Not at all. There are a lot of boy bands with the name boy in them. It is the world's hardest boy quiz and having a lot of people stumped on 131060 for question number one. No, unfortunately not the Backstreet Boys. However, thank you, Marie, for playing. We've got Mick in Brisbane on 131060. If you dare say boys to men, I'm going to have to give you a cross as well. Mick?
Yo.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah, nah, boy zone.
Oh, boy zone is correct. Moves us on to question number two. The world's hardest boy quiz for a limited square of Donald Trump toilet paper. The nickname for the North Queensland Rugby League team.
Cowboys.
Cowboys. It's correct.
We just happened to get beat by the Tigers. Go the Tigers.
Oh, you're a Tigers fan, are you?
Yeah, mate.
Yep. Well, congratulations to your team. A word that means able to keep afloat.
Buoyancy.
Ooh. Buoyancy is correct. Mick's on a roll in the world's hardest boy quiz. You can get to number 10, Mick. Donald Trump toilet paper for you, sir. A slang name for a chest of drawers is question number four.
Tall boy.
Tall boy. It's correct. Number five. Oh, it's an Insta story bonus question. Had you have looked at the Wakey It's Lakey Instagram page and checked out the story tonight, you'd probably already know the answer to this one, Mick. Have you checked out the Insta page?
I haven't, guys.
Oh, well, this one may be a little tough for you, mate. Bomb Funk MCs refer to females as their fly girls. In the same song, how do they refer to their male counterparts?
Fly boys.
Sorry?
Fly boys.
Fly boys! No, incorrect, I'm afraid. Close, but no, it's not fly boys and fly girls. Unfortunately, Mick from Brisbane, he's not a fan, and he's not a friend of the Wakey It's Lakey Instagram page. Dare I say, he never even had an Instagram in the first place. Aaron from Shepparton, welcome. Question number four. You know the answer? Sorry, question number five. Bomb Funk MCs refer to females as fly girls. In the same song, how do they refer to their male counterparts?
White boys.
Fly boys?
Yep.
No. Incorrect. Same as Mick just before. Sorry. Make sure you're listening to the previous wrong answers. Sean in New South Wales.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
Hello. Very good. Thank you. You like the Wakey It's Lakey Instagram page?
No.
Gee, I mean, I tell you what, guys, if those two guys previously, they'd have it in the bag. We'd almost be done in the quiz by now. Let that be a lesson. Bomb Funk MCs refer to females as fly girls. In the same song, how do they refer to their male counterparts?
Oh. Fly boy?
What do people think? If they keep saying the same answer every time, eventually I'll just cave in and give up. It's not in my nature. It's not in my nature, Sean. Is it in your nature?
I guess so tonight.
Yeah, I guess not. No. The third
thanks,
time.
Son.
Thanks, mate. It's not Flyboys. Jody in Victoria on 131060. Any answer apart from Flyboys would be appreciated at this point in the quiz. We're up to question number five. Bomb Funk MCs refer to females as fly girls. In the same song, how do they refer to their males?
B-boys.
Hey, B-boys. Correct. Imagine all those people in the clubs just going, fly boys, fly girls, put your hands in the air, like absolute idiots. You're the only one, Jody, who knows. Yeah. B-boys.
One of my favourite songs.
And fly girls. Well, you were raised on the streets, mate, and everybody knows that a good beatboxing song and a good, what's it called? What's it called when they do the dancing on the ground, rolling around like they're a caterpillar or something with a seizure? Breakdancing. It's a good breakdancing song. Yeah. I clearly know nothing about breakdancing. Number six. If an egg is served in an egg cup with bread soldiers, the egg is likely to have been cooked how?
Boiled.
Boiled eggs. It's correct. Start prepping that anus. Number seven. A very basic or foolish mistake is also known as what gender inappropriate phrase? Tough question.
What was the question again?
To make a very basic or foolish mistake is also known as what gender inappropriate phrase?
Balls up.
Balls up. Oh, I see what you're doing there. You're really clasping at straws in the quiz. No, it's not. Sorry, Jody. Sorry. Sozzles. Sozburger with mayo. Oh, you did try. That's the main thing. But it won't wipe your bum in the morning. 131060, if you know the answer to that question. We'll play the world's hardest boy quiz next. It's Danny Lakey around the country on 131060, 7/10 of the way through the world's hardest boy quiz in celebration of Jessica Mao. Boy. And all answers have the sound, word, or spelling boy in them. Yeah, all because of the Eurovision Jessica Mao boy getting robbed.
A very topical story about
Jess Mao boy getting robbed at Eurovision.
Triggered a quiz with all the answers featuring the word or sound
boy.
It's the world's hardest
boy quiz. And what a quiz it is. It's been action-packed so far. Packed with action is the only way to describe this quiz. It's going to get more action-packed with a good old-fashioned dose of Chris in Dandenong coming through for question number seven. A very basic or foolish mistake is also known as what gender inappropriate phrase?
I was going to say like an imbecile.
Oh, imbecile. Yeah. Honestly, though, Chris, what do you take me for? You think I can't figure out 10 boy words? Think I'd have to be stretched all the way to imbecile? That's bus. World's hardest bus quizzes next week. You're early to the party. Sorry. It's next Saturday. Sorry, must have read the date wrong. It's incorrect, I'm afraid. Incorrect. Sorry. Thanks for holding, though. Ellie in Backers Marsh on 131060. Frequent player of the quiz. Have you won before? Hello.
Hi.
Hi. All right, dodgy reception you got there. No, you just came through and played before. I was like, oh, God, has she won? How many pieces of toilet paper does she want? She's actually planning on using this toilet paper. Yeah, I think I'll need a bit more than one square during my afternoon session, during my morning movement. I know how I snap. Ellie in Backers Marsh, you know the answer to number 7?
Five.
Ellie, you've got no phone reception. That's the only thing holding you back from a new square of Donald Trump toilet paper. Sounds like you're speaking in Morse code. Yeah, no. Sorry, Ellie. Can't breathe any life back into that phone connection. We got Matt in Sydney on 131060.
Oh, hello.
Hello. A very basic or foolish...
I'm from Epping in Melbourne.
Well, that's producer Felix's fault. Yeah. Well, don't be surprised if his pay gets docked this week, because that's producing 101. Get the name and suburb, and he's clearly just got lazy. People move areas. Number 7, a very basic or foolish mistake is also known as what gender inappropriate phrase?
Is it boisterous?
Boisterous. A very basic or foolish mistake, also known as what gender inappropriate phrase? Incorrect, unfortunately. Yeah.
Thanks for that.
That's more.
Cheers, anyway.
Yeah, nah, cheers, mate. Cheers, mate. Happens to the best of us. Boisterous is incorrect. That's more like sort of, I guess, throwing your weight around or being a bit over the top aggressive. Still very gender inappropriate. Kate in Bendigo on 131060. Got a lot of people stumped. Question number 7.
Is it boyish?
Boyish. No, it's a phrase, guys. It's a phrase. Could I give away a clue of something? If I was to make a mistake, like say I was, this is very simple radio stuff, right? I've got a button here that's the wrong buzzer, right? I can click that. Say you just said boyish and it was the wrong answer, and I then go, oh, and I accidentally clicked the wrong button. That is a what? That's a what? What sort of phrase is that? That's a foolish mistake. That's a dumb thing to do. I might also have committed a...
Oh, I've on the tip of my tongue. Oh, I can't think of it. Sorry.
Is it on the tip of your tongue? Or is that just what you say to draw more time in a quiz?
No, I've never rung up before.
Well, it's on the tip of my tongue. I feel if it was on the tip, you know, we might have had... Is it at the back of your tongue? Is it where you taste the sour? It's right at the back. It's on the tonsil. It's on the tonsil, it sounds like to me. It doesn't sound like it's on the tip of the tongue.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it's down your throat somewhere. Just simmering. It sounds like it's in your anus. It's going to take a long time, I reckon, to come back up. I reckon it's trapped in your anus.
Thanks anyway.
Thank you. Mick in Brisbane. Oh, he's back.
The ball's up.
Ball's up. Oh, no, that's going to be in the world's hardest balls quiz a little later on in the year. Stop ruining answers, guys. You're taking all my gear. It's got the word boy in it. Boy. Can't make myself any more clear than that. Kylie in Brisbane. 131060.
Oh. Yeah, it's blonde.
No, it's not. This is the world's hardest boy quiz. It's every word, every answer has the word, sound or spelling boy in it. Not balls, not blonde, not boobies. I will do the world's hardest booby quiz as well, though. Right, Kylie's not happy. Daryl in Geelong. Can we please get the correct answer? We're only on question number 7. We can't go all night. We've got more gear. We got Mod Boy on a little later on, and he's not even in the quiz. What do you think it is?
Schoolboy error.
Oh, schoolboy error. Congratulations. Yes. Very gender inappropriate, don't you think?
I do.
I've actually done a quick pop survey, and of all the primary schools in my local area, it turns out schoolgirls are making just as many errors as boys. Cool. Number 8, Joel Creasy could be described as very what?
Boyish.
No, well, he could be. Yeah, technically he could be. All right, no. Joel Creasy, comedian, Eurovision host, very out there, very crazy, lots of hand gestures, could be described as very...
Buoyant?
No, not buoyant, no. I hear, though, he can do survival backstroke for a good 6 or 7 hours. No. Nope. Arunga from Melbourne on 131060. Apart from sounding like a sound effect. Nope. You're gone as well. Jesus, guys. Tough quiz tonight. Who wrote this? Ellie in Backers Marsh. You're back.
I'm back.
We're back with better phone reception. We're up to question number 8. Eurovision host and comedian Joel Creasy could be described as very what?
Boisterous.
No, incorrect, I'm afraid.
Come on.
No, I don't care. We can have all the top rated lawyers in Australia. There's no way you could argue the fact that he is boisterous. That's the last thing he is. He's a good guy, but he's not boisterous, I'm afraid. Thanks for the call. Moira in Melbourne. You know Joel Creasy?
I do.
Yeah, all right. What is he? What is he?
Toy boy?
Legally, I'm not allowed to say he is a toy boy. However, I'm sure he's done the rounds before. No.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, not incorrect. And what I'm learning here as a quiz writer and quiz master, that it's very hard to write questions that are clearly very subjective answers. So that's something to learn in the future. But I think someone here on 131060 will have the answer. Thank you, Moira. Rachel in Newcastle. Joel Creasy.
Hi.
What is he?
It's flamboyant.
Oh, yeah, flamboyant. That's Joel Creasy. That's got the crease dog written all over it, doesn't it? He's very flamboyant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. More so than boisterous and toy boy.
That's right.
It would go flamboyant, toy boy, boisterous, I reckon.
Yeah.
He's a flamboyant toy boy who likes boisterous men. At number 9, a Buller Creamy Classic ice cream flavour.
Boysenberry?
Oh, yes! Boysenberry is correct! Huge!
That was a guess!
Absolutely huge! Final question. This is for the square of Donald Trump toilet paper. What orifice would you use it for?
Yeah.
No. I'll just try to slip that into conversation. I figured if I could dress it up enough, you'd just answer without even thinking about it. You'd be like, oh, my anus. Oh, shit, what have I said? Oh, no. Question number 10. The sound effect that would give the impression of an erection.
What? Did you just throw that one in too?
Yeah, it's a ridiculous question. I've written them down. I was just in a weird mood tonight. I'll have to reassess the genre and style of questions for tomorrow's quiz. But at this point, yes. Question number 10. The sound effect that would give the impression an erection has just occurred.
I have no idea.
Alrighty. Gonna have to let you go, I'm afraid.
Okay, thanks.
There's no laughing on my part. It brings me great pain to have to say goodbye to Rachel. 131060, what do we reckon? The sound effect that would give the impression an erection has occurred. Maybe a cartoon erection. 131060, world's hardest boy quiz. We'll do it next. Question number 10, Donald Trump toilet paper up for grabs. It's Danny Lakey, right around the country, 131060. We are doing this.
A very topical story about
Jess Mowboy getting robbed at Eurovision.
Triggered a quiz with all the answers featuring the word or sound.
Boy.
It's the world's hardest.
Boy quiz. I actually do think it's the world's hardest boy quiz tonight. A lot of people getting wrong answers. We've been through a lot of traffic so far. It brings us to question number 10. Of course, this being the ultimate goal. If you can get question number 10 right in the world's hardest boy quiz, you end up winning a square of Donald Trump toilet paper. Tisha from Newcastle. You're up to question number 10. Good time to join. The question was the sound effect that would give the impression an erection has occurred. Now, before you answer it, how confident out of 10 are you that you know the answer?
Oh, I'm pretty confident.
Pretty confident. I'm pretty sure when I get asked a sound effect question like this, I'm wacky, wacky. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's just my cup of soup. All right, cool. Well, without further ado, keep in mind that the pressure's on. Don't screw up and say a word that you're not meaning, because Donald Trump toilet paper up for grabs. Just one square. It'll need to be a clean snap if you want to remove all the coffee from your coffee stain. If you catch me, do it. What do you think it is?
Boing.
Oh, it is. It's boing. I've never seen anything like it. It's huge. Oh, yes.
Woohoo! Woo-hoo! Good thing it's also my birthday too.
Oh, is it? Oh, cool. Well, let's celebrate together with a good old-fashioned cartoon erection. Ooh, look at that. Thai massage parlours. Ooh, Pamela Anderson from the 90s. Ooh, cool. Ooh, what's that? A strawberry and cream ganache left in the fridge. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, Gina Reinhart pinking out a wedgie. Oh, no.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
A little earlier on tonight, a bloke by the name of Mod Boy, he came into the studio. We saw a news article about this guy last week sometime. He's got every piercing you can imagine under the sun. He's got everything stretched. He's got tattoos all over his face. Even got his eyeballs tattooed. And we thought, hey, it'd be pretty cool to just like have a chat with this bloke. But it probably doesn't really do it justice unless you see him in the flesh as well. Part curiosity from a personal point of view to see what someone who looks so, I guess, aggressive to the naked eye is actually like in real life. And someone who lives probably day to day getting judged by a lot of people. See him live in studio, how he acts, how he is in the flesh. It was pretty cool. This is part one of the chat. If you want to put a face to the name, at Wakey It's Lakey on Insta as well. Mod Boy stopped by to chat on the show. This happened. It's Mod Boy.
Get around Mod Boy.
What's going on, guys?
What the hell? You've modified yourself. Oh, no. You've got a body you've modified. I
what
mean, what were you thinking? Rad face. It's not my cup of tea, as you can see. I've got no tattoos on a clean skin, but I'm glad you like it. It's
pretty
cool.
Yeah. I'm glad I like it as well.
What are the stats? How many tats? How many piercings? What's going on
there? Just like, I don't even know. All the tattoos just kind of blur into one now. Yeah. Like, I can't really put a number on it. Piercings, I don't have as many as I used to. Modifications, a bunch.
You've described yourself as the world's most modified youth.
I am. I'm 21 years old. Yeah. I have the most modifications and I'm the most heavily tattooed modified person in the world.
When did this all start? Like, when was the first thing?
Dude, I started stretching my ears when I was 11 years old, year five, and it was in my bathroom after school. My sister was pushing these big stretches through my ears. I had a toothbrush in my mouth and we're using peanut oil to like lubricate and shit. But yeah, it kind of started when I was about 11, and I got my first tattoo when I was about 11 or 12. It was in my friend's bedroom on my thigh. It's a good one. Yeah, by the time I was like 15, I had like my knuckles and my hands tattooed and started getting like arm tattoos and shit. And when I was about 17, that's when my modifications kind of just went.
So was this like always a thing? Were you a little boy and you'd see either like men in the street with tattoos on their face and they'd be like, hey, that's pretty cool? Or
yeah,
like kind
of. I grew up with like a lot of my friends and my siblings' friends and family. They all worked in and owned tattoo shops, so I used to hang out there. That was like my after school activity. Mm. I would just go hang out at these tattoo shops with all the buddies and stuff. So. Just kind of grew up in that environment and yeah, it just kind of took off.
Do you like pain? Because I remember I was grade five as well, man. Very similar. I put a pin through my palm like for like, you know, a centimeter.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
It was like six of us. We did in grade five assembly. It wasn't a big deal. We just all kind of did that. But then I kind of stopped.
Modded.
Like my ears pierced at 21 and that's pretty much about it. But like, do you like the pain? Is it like the
man,
like
I am
therapeutic
the
about it?
Biggest sook you will ever meet straight up.
I'm a big fan of not judging books by their cover, but even me, I'm a little scared right now looking, and I can imagine that you might cop a bit of judgment in the streets and stuff.
Yeah.
What would you describe yourself like on the inside? What's in the heart? How would you describe yourself?
Just a nice person, I like to think. Don't really have any bad bones in my body. But yeah, obviously people like walking past on the street and looking at me, they just automatically assume, oh, he's like a bikey, or, you know, he's up to no good, he's a drug dealer or something.
Have you made a kid cry before?
I have, man. I have a daughter as well.
Do you?
Yeah, she's 10 weeks old, and she hasn't cried at me yet, so that's cool. But yeah, I was in the shopping center, it was probably like 6 or 7 months ago. I was in the shopping center, and you know like how like parents carry the kids like this, like head like looking backwards, and the kid was just staring at me. And I like looked at the kid and smiled and just started crying. I was like, oh, this makes me feel good about myself.
Who's the most judgy, reckon, like, as far as like generations go? Do you see old people? Or
it's definitely old people.
Is it really?
It's definitely old people, like 60s onwards kind of thing. They just, they see me and just like, they just lose their mind.
What do you do with yourself?
Like
for a job?
Oh, I'm a body piercer.
Oh, you are? Okay. I picked you for more like an accountant.
A lawyer.
Let's talk what's going on.
What's going on?
The face. Let's start with the face here. At the start, I can see there's some sort of black going on in your eyes. What's that?
They're tattoos. So my eyeballs have been injected with tattoo ink.
Wow.
And it goes all the way around.
Holy hell.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Did it hurt?
No, you have no pain receptors on the outside of your eyes.
Okay.
It's kind of like, you go for like swimming, like if you go surfing or whatever, and you open your eyes up underwater, it's like uncomfortable kind of feeling.
Okay.
But not painful.
You got three jewels coming down the forehead there.
Yeah, they're dermals. They just kind of like have an anchor plate. You pretty much got like a hole punch.
Yeah.
Take a chunk of skin out and slip this little plate in there.
Okay. The things that we can probably hear rattling through the earphones, they're your big old ears out.
Yeah.
And they've got some things hanging off them.
They're ear weights. They're like 58 millimeters, I think.
I could pretty much fist your ears.
You could literally, this glass can just straight through there, like a sausage down a hallway. But yeah, I've got like my tongue cut in half.
Oh, stick it out. Holy hell.
Yeah, it's mental, hey.
Wow. What does your missus think of that?
I think she likes it. Yeah, thumbs up. But yeah, I've had like my ears like cut off and
they're like
stuff.
Elf
shape. Yeah, shape.
Wow.
Obviously, there's a lot of tattoos and stuff on my face as well.
What do you think the difference is between you and me? Like, do you think you were born like that? Do you think it's just slowly over time? Like, what do you? How come you're like that and I'm like this?
I put a lot of time and money into it.
but deep down, honestly.
It's just always been fascinating. It's just like, you know, some people want to grow up and study cockroaches their entire life. And some people want to, I don't know, become a professional skateboarder. It's just interest sort of thing. Yeah. I just kind of show my interest on the outside rather than just doing things.
More of this chat with Mod Boy next. If you want to put a face to the name, there is a video up on the Insta page at Wakey It's Lakey right now. Check out all the tats and body modifications in the flesh.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Part two of the chat we had earlier on tonight with Mod Boy. Saw him in the news, whole heap of piercings and tattoos all over his face. Let's get him in the studio. Let's get to know the man. He's modified. He's readjusted. He's altered himself. What are you doing, Mod Boy? No, he's a normal person, just like you and I. You can check out the chat on Insta, see what he looks like, and find out if his ears smell like cat's bums or not. Here's part two. Do you get like heaps of messages on your Insta and stuff? Because I'm imagining you're in a quiet taste. I reckon there'd be a small
person out there that you get some crazy fangirls and stuff trying to hit you up. But yeah, I ignore them all.
There's a plethora of stage 10 hotties after Mod Boy, but he's already found his love and she's sitting out there right now. Is there anything you wouldn't do, body mod wise?
Yeah, there's two things. I won't cut my nipples off.
Oh yeah, don't do that.
I've cut my belly button out.
What?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Hang on, let me.
I'm getting around here.
Got the belly button. I'm a sucker for a belly button. Jesus Christ, there's nothing there.
Yeah, we just cut it out and stitched it up. Can't really tattoo a belly button, can you?
No.
So we kind of sliced it out, stitched it up, and just tattooed over it.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Did that hurt?
That sucked. Because like when you like cut it out, it's like a big open incision, and then it goes down to your stomach lining. So I'm sitting there, he's like, sit up. So I sit up, he's like, have a look. I'm looking at it sitting up. And he's like, now push in and out. And you can see my stomach lining, like, protruding through this, like, the surface of the skin. Oh, it's mental.
What else would you do apart from cutting your nipples out?
Cutting my dick in half.
Oh, yeah. Don't
That's
do that,
definitely. Though. I had a friend that did it. Did it to his knob. It's called a meatology.
So his penis looks like your tongue.
So his knob looks like my tongue. So he didn't split like all the way down. But it's like, you know when you have like a barbecue and when you cook your sausages, you kind of like slice them down the middle so they don't like pop open.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that, but on the underside of his knob.
Wow.
And it exposes all the nerve endings and pretty much turns into like a clitoris.
And what was the most painful thing that you've actually had done to yourself?
Tongue split.
Tongue split.
And the tongue was the worst.
Don't they burn it afterwards to stop the bleeding?
No, they stitch it.
They stitch it.
Yeah, they stitch it up. It was like, I got my tongue split when I was 18, and it was pretty much like maybe 4 days afterwards, 4 or 5 days. It was that swollen where I couldn't eat or drink, and I couldn't take any, like, I like try to like get codeine, crush it up, put it in like a baby syringe of water and inject it into the back of my throat.
Oh, God.
And that didn't even work. So I was pretty much laying in bed. You have to like sleep sitting upright because if you lay down, you choke on your own spit and saliva and stuff, and you can die. But yeah, it was like 4 or 5 days of like not eating or drinking water. I was just laying in bed for like 4 days, literally dying. And then my lovely mother brought me soup on the fifth day.
What does your lovely mother think of all of this?
I made my mom cry, man.
Really?
I've had heaps of shit going on like my body since I was young, but I had like face tattoos and shit. And then I got my eyes tattooed. And I saw mom, I think the week after I got my eyes tattooed, and she looked at me and she just cried. Hey, I was like, like, don't chill. But no, she's cool with everything now. Like, they're pretty like supportive or whatever, or as supportive as they can be.
Yeah.
But they realize from me being young, they can't really. He's gonna do this anyway, so we can't really like. We're not gonna hate him or judge him on it or anything like that. So yeah, they're very supportive about the whole thing.
And what's next for Mod Boy? Because you're running out of options. There's gonna be no skin left on the body.
Man, I am running out of options. Oh, why'd you bring that up? Got me thinking.
You can get your palms done. Look at those bare palms.
Yeah, I know, right? Things. It's like little bit of thing, too wide. I agree. Yeah. Palms, they hurt, man.
Yeah.
It's like unbearable almost. Okay. I'll get dick implants soon.
Really?
Yeah. So you like see like these ones? These yeah. like implants in my hand.
Okay.
It's like the same kind of thing, but they put them in your dick.
Wow.
And they're like ribs.
Yeah.
So it's rib for her pleasure. Yeah. So
oh, I see.
Got the tongue going on, and then gonna have the implants as well.
Oh, yeah, it's like this walking sex toy.
Ladies, man.
All right. One final thing. Piercings, obviously, they get a bad rap for smelling like cat's bums. I do have a bit of Donald Trump toilet paper that I was wiping my girlfriend's cat's bum with all weekend. Can producer Felix maybe just dangle this one up, and then I'll smell this, and then I'll smell your face, and I won't know which one's which, and I'll say which one smells. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Blonde bulb. Felix. All right, I'm going to walk around, and then I'll smell the first one first, and then I'm going to smell the second one, okay? Item number one, I don't know whether it's going to be face or cat's bum toilet paper. Okay, second one. Second one was cat's bums. Oh, yes!
I smell amazing. Yeah. Hell yeah.
You smell fine. You don't smell like cat's bums at all.
I smell better than cat's ass.
Keep piercing. That's a myth. Oh, my boy. Thank you so much. You can
no worries, man.
Follow him on Insta, the world's most modified youth, at Ethan Modboy Bramble. Never judge a book by its cover. Get those palms tattooed. Looking bare over there, boy.
Thanks so much, bro.